So I know that this has kind of come up recently, and a little bit of a historical perspective on it, because it's something that we've been aware of, have had challenges with, and have consistently applied policy on over the years. The policy in the terms of service, generally outlines that, you shouldn't share your account with another individual, right? It's just to simplify it. We think of your account as something sort of like a financial instrument. Your account has financial data on it, and it has access to, your billing and payment methods, and it has the ability to spend money, and it has the ability to throw your money out the window, as it were, and do damage, right? Like unrecoverable, irreparable damage, permanent. Like we couldn't recover your inventory, sort of thing, if they, delete it and then really delete it and empty your trash can type damage. So, we're as protective about your accounts as we can be. And, over the years, our process and policy and the way we've handled account sharing is something that we've actually been thanked for many times. I can recall several key cases where, unfortunate circumstances and situations have happened where something has gone wrong with a business relationship, and we'll notice something has gone, a direction it shouldn't, and things suddenly change or have happened with somebody's account. And, we take the best precautionary stance and measures we can to try to protect you and your account. And so we try to do the best we can, and have tried to do the best we can with that situation. But we've heard the call, and perhaps times have changed, and I think we're amenable to change. And I think, Kira, you might have some additional information to share about that.